speaker is someone who I heard on the Today program a few weeks ago, and it really woke me up. He spoke about Prime Minister Hallier in the terms that we need to hear over and over again. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Liberal and Democratic Lord Andrew Phillips, who's a lawyer and a friend of the Palestinian people. Thank you.
I'm here at all, so I think let's just get near it.
Good afternoon, everybody. Can you hear at the back? I hope so. I've been 3 times to Palestine in the last 4 years, to see for myself. And every time I come back, infinitely depressed. I was there a few weeks ago and had the advantage of meeting for an hour Mr. Hania. And I was impressed, just as I am depressed and indeed ashamed. And our government, the Israeli government, the American government, boycotts Mr. Hania and other Hamas MPs. I want to be clear nonetheless. I do believe that Israel has the right to exist in peace behind lawful borders as part of an overall settlement. And I actually think that Mr. Hania and his government think the same. The truth is, however, that if this coalition government falls, it will play into the hands of the extremists on all sides and will be an utter disaster. I also want to pay tribute, just as Mr. Berman did, to the many Jews in Israel and outside it who have exactly the same views as I do and as you do. There are some here that today, look at them, God bless them. And I want to say to you that there are many Jewish NGOs working in Palestine to relieve their plight. Organisations like Bethlehem, Iramim, Hamoked, wonderful people. But the truth is that this is not really an occupation of the West Bank at all. It's colonisation. Aggressive, ongoing colonisation. There are now nearly 500,000 permanent settlers in the West Bank. The pristine hilltop settlements are omnipresent and cantonize the West Bank. What's more, they breed yet more electric fences, moats, Jew-only roads, roadblocks, checkpoints, soldiers, over 500 of them. Imagine if this position was reversed, and this was the Palestinians doing to the Jews, would the reaction of this government and the world be the same? I don't think so. And all this, of course, destroys the life of ordinary Palestinians. They queue to get passes, and they queue to use their passes at the checkpoint. For hours and days, old women, pregnant women, children, sick people, hours and hours. Humiliating, calculatedly humiliating, and I'm afraid to say, I say it reluctantly, racist. If you doubt me, if anybody doubts me, read the literature of Maxim Watch, an NGO of 500 or so brave Jewish women who daily check the checkpoints and report on their misdeeds. Some Palestinians need 10 passes to live in their own land, and men under 30 won't get a pass at all except in special circumstances. Some of my Jewish friends call the West Bank Kafkastan. The recent UN Commission on Human Rights called what's going on in Palestine controlled strangulation, and so it is. You could not contrive a situation which more certainly provoked the violent resistance which the Israelis then claim justifies their punitive and illegal regime. Friends, if they were honest, they would get out of the West Bank, because the colonization of it is the very thing that provokes the violence. Finally, where a government legislates totalitarian control over another people and ruthlessly applies those laws by overwhelming force, deployed with disproportionate ferocity, as regularly happens, that, I fear, is state terrorism. Look at South Lebanon. Look at Gaza. Look at the ongoing reprisal raids and assassinations which cause 3 and 4 times more Palestinian casualties than Israeli. And what, may I ask, of international law and order? Does this country and America think that we are upholding it in Palestine or that we upheld it in Iraq? And finally, there are infinitely more good people on both sides of this tragic divide than bad. And we must work and remember the good and work with them. And we must let comprehensive negotiations start now with no unilateral conditions.